is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, here we go. Divisional weekend, two down, two to go. What kind of play will we get on Sunday? Will it match what we saw on Saturday? You could call both of those blowouts, I think.
Or match what we saw last Sunday. Or match what we saw last Saturday. Six games, all six favorites winners, JD.
Yeah.
All six home teams, 17 points per game. Everybody across the board, it's been a carbon copy. You'd like to think today's going to be different, but honestly, I don't know. I really don't know where this is going.
That's why we tune in, and we'll tune in for a whole lot more. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. It's Sports on Tap is what it is with JD in the Bush. And I think time for us to dive into...
Football, football. Let's go. Let's see how smart the experts were last week. Run! It's who goes off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I look pretty smart this week.
It's like 2 weeks in a row.
It's been hot and cold.
Yeah.
It's funny. I picked Le'Veon Bell to go off last week, and he did that for sure. 29 carries, 176 yards, two touchdowns. But it's funny, well, the way the game went last week between Pittsburgh and Miami, Antonio Brown scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, and I texted Rob. Like I said, Antonio Brown going off today.
I was like, man, did you pick Brown? I thought you had Le'Veon Bell, but that's fine, man. Just ride the wave.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went 4-for-4. I picked all four teams. They won by an average of 17. I picked them all to win by 16. So sorry, America, I was a little bit off there. And
you cost people money, man.
Well, the big one is I did predict that it was going to be cold in Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
So you got that right.
Exactly. I was right on the money. So you're welcome. Wrong. You're welcome. That's what we're here for. So now I picked Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you had Aaron.
I said he was pretty good, and the first quarter he wasn't very good. It was 3-0. I was like, uh-oh. And then, you know, the Packers did their thing.
What did you text me?
I text you lots of things. Which one's appropriate? You may want to scroll
after the scoreless first quarter. It's God. Like I said, Eli Manning.
Eli Manning. He's gonna do it all today.
Rodgers went nuts in that game. Because you said they put up a goose egg in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers went for 362 yards and four touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, and that's not even showing up until the second quarter.
Yeah.
We'll get to later on. Matt Ryan did the same thing yesterday in Atlanta. Falcons didn't score until the second, and boom. When you get an explosive offense like that just rides a wave, it's contagious. It's just coming and coming and going. Plus, the whole giant circus with let's take a day and go party in South Florida. That's really,
I'm glad you bring that up. I mean, Eli Manning tried to downplay that, like, look, it's no big deal. It was the week in between. I mean, is that a big deal?
No. What it turned out to be my bit from NBC.
Now.
Yeah. What it turned out to be.
Want to run across the street and get my music?
The last day of the regular. I think they're off the air over there.
That's right. Oh, that's a cheap shot.
Just keep it real, brother.
Ouch.
So, I think what happened was. After the Sunday game with the Redskins, right? They beat the mighty Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And then what normally happens is, you know, you'll get the Monday off and then you show back up to work on Tuesday. They didn't fly home with the team. They had a private jet, meet Odell Beckham Jr. and a couple of his cronies there, basically, you know, a third of the defense in the secondary, and let's go on down to Miami, enjoy Sunday night. Monday, fly back for practice on Tuesday. So it's their own thing. They didn't ride with the team, whatever. But
see, that's where it goes wrong for me right there. It's like you got your whole life to go, you know, play in a boat. You got the half the year. You're like a school teacher. You work half the year, and the other half the year, you're preparing for the part of the year that you have to work.
Correct.
You got lots of time to do that. And I think you get people out of their regimen and out of what they're used to, and you get in cut loose mode, and maybe it's harder to get that brain to get back into full on, as we say across the street, pay attention mode. And I think that does play a factor. I hate to say that. I hate to be the get off my lawn guy, but I think there is something to that and riding with the team, staying with the team. You know, you win, you lose, you do it all together. I think that's important, and I think, you know, it's one of the reasons why he struggled. Well, I said before that game, though, I said he's the guy that you have to, if not shut down, marginally disrupt. That's the one guy that's going to beat you out there, and you got to knock him off his cleats a couple of times and get him out of his game, and that's just what they did.
Yeah, well, he's immature as well, and he tried to say, look, it didn't matter. He was down there partying on a boat with Justin Bieber and Johnny Manziel for 24 hours. And like guys like Troy Aikman will say, you just don't do that
the week
before.
One.
you know, a post-game, a playoff game. You just don't do it. You just don't let it happen. But, you know, certain people are certain ways. But, yeah, I've always been more of a, you know, ride the bus with the team, kind of just because it spells, it reeks of the team. It was probably 10 years ago, 22nd story here. I used to do some play-by-play minor league crappy team down in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. However, they signed this guy named Jose Canseco. You may remember him there.
I remember that guy.
He's trying to push his book, Juiced, right? Yeah. Canseco calls a team meeting. He's not there a half hour. Look, fellas, we know why I'm here. Here's a check for about 5G. This will get us through the rest of the season. Post-game meals on me. No way in hell I'm riding the bus with y'all to Reno. I'm taking a plane. Peace out. I'll see you there. Not only that, he didn't stay with us at the Super 8. He's got a suite. He's got a suite at the Peppermill. So where do you think we're all going for the post-game show? Over to the Peppermill.
Exactly.
He comes up and he plays one game, fakes a hamstring injury, flies back home, and we're riding the bus 14 hours on the way back from Reno. That's minor league baseball.
I love it. I love the Peppermill, too, by the way.
Oh, the Peppermill's a great time.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good time. I still own money. I'm not allowed in there anymore.
We're not going to get into that story either. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the AFC divisional round coming up next. The Patriots apparently played or allegedly played a bad game and still won by a couple of touchdowns.
That's
we'll break it down next.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Brady takes the snap, steps over the pocket, lofts one to the far side, separation, it's caught! James White with a lunging grab, touchdown Patriots! Tom Brady laid it out there perfectly!
Westwood won with the call and New England with the victory. 34-16. Good morning, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush, your AFC divisional game for Saturday. What did Vegas have, the 10.5? Points, 11 points was the number.
I saw 16, and they had said it was They said it was the highest spread ever for an NFL postseason game. That's what I had heard. 16.
You can tell I'm not following the spread.
Well, no. You know what may have happened? A bunch of money may came on Houston because they thought that was too high, but obviously, clearly, it wasn't. They still won by 18 points.
Wow.
Yeah, but I thought I had saw 16.
I'll click on here and say as soon as I'm done, I'll click and look. But they were saying this is not going to be. So much talk about it being non-competitive that even Tom Brady came out about the middle of the week, about Wednesday, and said all this talk about a blowout is ridiculous. And I'm like, you know, would you stop at the coach speak already? Man, there's just so much of that. Stop it already.
Don't throw the ball to your wife
in the backyard. No one is swallowing this stuff. Okay, about it's going to be.
Remember that? Notre Dame plays Rice. Oh, this is the best 0-8 team we've ever seen. If we don't watch it, Rice is going to punch us in the mouth. No,
that's
they're
right.
Not.
That's
the
right. Rice. This is the best 0-8 team I've ever seen. I've forgotten about that. But Houston, listen, I give Houston full marks for the defensive effort. Yeah. When you talk about, you know, they entered this season with a guy by the name of J.J. Watt on their roster and finished the season without him. Mm-hmm. The good news is Jadeveon Clowney is somebody that finally looks like the Pro Bowl player that they drafted.
The number one pick overall.
And they looked good at times against New England, but you know what? It was dropped passes. It was missed opportunities. Osweiler said in the postgame afterward that, you know what, we had missed opportunities. He was part of it, too, because when you miss your receivers by, you know, 25, 30 feet, that's a problem too. But so are drop balls. Fedorowicz, he dropped one key third down drop. But what's the? I can't think of his name now.
He also got picked three times too.
Oh yeah, that too.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
one touchdown to three interceptions. See, even three touchdowns to one interception is not a good ratio. Most quarterback coaches will tell you we like 7 or 8 to 1 if we can get by with that. But 1 to 3, it's just completely upside down. And New England doesn't, man. They fluster you.
I don't know if you were watching this or not, but Fuller got loose for what should have been a 50-yard touchdown pass with Osweiler straddling the 50-yard line, dropped it perfectly in the pickle barrel, went right through his hands, right through his forearms, and right to the ground. That would have made it a one-possession game and really might have changed things a little bit. As it is, what you get in the mop-up is the Patriots, their coach, their quarterback, everybody saying, we didn't play very well, we played sloppy, we didn't do very well, which I think everyone would agree with. They didn't play slick like the Patriots do. But you know what? They didn't need to be challenged in this game. They just needed a sparring opponent. They just needed somebody to scrimmage with to get their thing going because they know they're going to be in a fight whoever they play next week. But this week, I don't think that they had to be challenged in order to get to that next level. It's just play.
And so many things wrong with this game from a Patriots side. Brady's got a quarterback rating of 69. All right, Brady's picked off twice. They fumble the ball. He's sacked twice. You're like, oh my God, did they squeak it out by a field goal? Nah, they won by 18. Still covered the largest spread in NFL history.
Now, part of that, though, you know, I mean, they advance, and that's all they want at the end of the day.
Yeah, just
but
win
part
by
of that
20.
Is a horrible offense, an offense that's got no business in the playoffs whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Brock Osweiler is a horrible failure, at least in 2016. Whether he can turn it around and get better, I don't know. But you got to figure out he and DeAndre Hopkins need to go get a room together for the next 6 months and practice some things because you've got to be able to. Yeah, you've got to be able to make that work.
Dude, 9-7. That's all you got to hear. 9-7 in a crappy division.
Yeah.
Who else is in that division? Yeah.
So
Tennessee.
They get bounced.
Tennessee, Jacksonville. And the Colts, who used to have a good quarterback named Andrew Luck. I mean, that's what you have in your division. Meanwhile, what I love about Tom Brady, whether you like the guy, whether you hate the guy, he could still say, hey, our guys made some big plays when they needed to. But he tips his hat to the defense because that's really what stood tall yesterday. They did. Believe me.
We got it. Hold on.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
It takes three efforts here.
They've been doing such a great job for us, you know, all season. And I thought they played great tonight. They play like that. You know, it's tough to put points on the board. They're getting after the quarterback and picking balls off and good coverage. And it was a great game.
You know, maybe talking themselves into some stuff there, too. Mm-hmm. Your defense played a great game against the worst offense in the playoffs easily. And a lot of people would argue one of the worst offenses in all of the NFL.
I would say that they only scored 3 points. Houston did in the second half too. So that's it's an impressive performance. And you know, it's kind of sad to believe the Patriots are this good without Gronkowski. Honestly, I think sometimes when you lose a player.
I haven't seen this good yet. I saw them play a tune-up game, but I didn't see a finely tuned machine.
Yeah.
And they're going to need Rob Gronkowski coming up next week.
I meant winning more like down the stretch, in the not yesterday's game, but just, you know, the fact that
was ugly.
Yeah, yesterday was. But they seem to perform just fine without Edelman.
Coming up next.
The game he had was huge.
What we'll do is take a look at the NFC side of things. Rob will probably leave the room for that, but we'll do it next. In the meantime, how about some Bushka facts? Are we ready for a Bushka fact? We've got a couple of those for you every single show, and I think we're ready for one now. If you're prepared over there, sir, are you? All right, fire away.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Most of the time.
Oh, it is.
I think that's kind of what I'm going
for. It is. I had to be about a six-pack plus into this one as I was able to dig this one out. This has happened, JD, in the great sport of baseball.
Yeah.
It's happened in basketball.
Uh-huh.
But no NFL team has ever pulled off this feat in a Super Bowl era, and much to the disappointment of the great Pat Riley.
Oh, you're tipping your hand there now. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about now.
Do you?
All right, I think maybe. But we'll keep everybody in suspense anyway. Yeah, spoiler alert.
It's called a tease. Go make your Pop-Tart. Come back and hear it.
Thanks very much. Come right back. Sports on Tab on KLOS.
Because it's a little bit weird to wake up with someone you didn't go to bed with.
Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back.
With JD and the Bus
on 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Yeah, sometimes. Part of the time. All the time. Yeah, they're all true.
They are true.
That's what it is.
True to myself.
All right, go ahead.
That's all that matters.
What do
you
got?
It's happened in baseball. It's happened in hoops. Never with an NFL team in the Super Bowl era, which is to the disappointment of one Pat Riley.
Okay, so there's a caveat in there and then a clue with Pat Riley. What is it that's never happened in the NFL but has happened in the MLB and the NBA?
No team has ever three-peated in the Super Bowl era.
See, I think you tipped your hand when you said that. I heard the Pat Riley thing, and I know that he still has
that,
the trademark. Well, when he was coach of the Lakers in the 80s, he trademarked three-peat. And a lot of people think he jinxed us by doing that.
Well, you got Vince Lombardi, his Packers of 66.
There's the caveat.
Yeah, well, they won three NFL championships, but it wasn't the Super Bowl.
It was before the
Haven't
Super Bowl.
Haven't had that yet. Yeah, three straight Super Bowls. And, you know, the way it's bouncing around right now, and we're not going to get that again this year.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to break down the NFC side of things out of Hotlanta yesterday. Stay close. I'm sure Rob will have a great review of this. It's Sports on Tap on KLOS. Yeah, the Rock of Southern California doing Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. That's a little Van Halen for you there. Like to get our rock on while we do our sports thing as well. And we talked about the AFC divisional game last night, I should say. Not quite as entertaining. If you're a Patriots fan, you're probably pleased. Other than that, passe. Now, the other game earlier, Seattle at Atlanta, well documented in this program over the last 71 shows. Rob Bushka, a big Seattle Seahawks fan. Where do you want to go with this? Where do you want to start with this?
Honestly, the game turned out exactly like I thought it did. It was predictable to me.
We talked about this, I think, a little bit last week, saying that you were hopeful your team could win, but you knew you had your hands full.
Yeah, I knew that. Several different things. I mean, it was really a perfect storm, and it didn't take too long to percolate. Let us not forget, Atlanta's the number two seed for a reason. They got the number one offense. They got probably the MVP this year in Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. Seahawks are playing the game on the road. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, who you'd rather play or where you'd rather play, you know, in the next round. I said, if I was a Seahawks, I would rather play Dallas or New England in Seattle before I'd rather play a high school team on the road, because they just have a hard time winning. I mean, modern day could take the Hawks by a field goal. I think they really could if they played them down here in Santa Ana. But Seattle, just away from home, is not the same team. You couple that with the fact that some big injuries caught up with them during the year. The Tyler Lockett not being there, although Devin Hester did have a great game. They shoot themselves in the foot with penalties. Injuries to, you know, Earl Thomas, mm-hmm. You missed that presence back there in the secondary. Turnovers, you can't do that. You have to play a perfect game when you go on the road against a good team like that, and they didn't do it.
You can't step on your quarterback's foot on the goal line.
Who's a backup to your rookie lineman already?
If you're going to do that out in the middle of the field somewhere. You're going to make that mistake. It happens every once in a while. We see guys do it all the time, mm-hmm. and sometimes, miraculously, quarterbacks are able to get a handoff off to somebody. But in this case, you did it on, like, the half-yard mm-hmm. line, and it cost you a sack, and it was downhill from that. 36-20. Matt Ryan had another MVP kind of game. Unbelievable. 26-37. That's pretty efficient mm-hmm. as well. 338 yards, 3 touchdowns, and just as important, 0 in the interception category. I mean, he looked like the MVP. And you know what? For the first time this season, I'm going to say it, I think I see a team in the NFC that could beat the Dallas Cowboys. I think this team could win. If it winds up being Atlanta and Dallas, I think I like Atlanta to win that game.
I see a team that can beat the Cowboys. It's called the Packers, and I think they will a little bit later on. Sorry, Cowboys.
We'll get to that one coming up. Don't get ahead of yourself there.
But yeah, no turnovers. That's how you win. It's who's healthy. Healthy, because you're really rolling the dice.
Everybody's got to deal with that.
People have to deal with injuries. You're either going to have your players with you, you're not.
Without Gronkowski.
Correct. Everybody has that, you know. And so the timing has to be right and good with it. And Atlanta's fairly healthy for the most part, except Julio Jones did stub his big toe. Again, left the game in the fourth quarter. He's had it for a while. Yeah. And Julio Jones had himself a decent game. I mean, nothing to really write home about. You know, he had a total of 67 yards on six grabs.
But he attracts attention on every single snap that he's on the field. He's got the attention of your defense.
Still led the team in receptions as well, too, with him. Had himself a little 5-yard, a pick play and a rub route for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But that happens every single week with every single team out there.
Every week you see the pick play, rub route, whatever you want to call it. Russell Wilson has got to get some help up front. They decided somewhere along the line that they wanted to do offensive line on the cheap, to the point of cheapest or most inexpensive, maybe is a better way to put
it.
I
like cheapest.
Okay.
Yeah, cheapest, it's kind of just a white trash word,
offensive line in all of football. I mean, that was backed up this morning. I saw that as I was reading some of the recap stuff this morning, saying once again, the most inexpensive amount of money spent on the offensive line in the entire NFL. Yeah. You're still able to get into the playoffs with that. So that said, if you're a Seahawk fan, Rob, I mean, it's got to be offensive lineman. That's got to be your number one draft pick, yeah?
Yeah, but they talk about that. Well, there was a number one draft pick last year was an offensive lineman. He's a guy that got hurt that Reese Odhiambo came in and stepped on him. I mean, Jermaine Ifedi, it took a while to get there. Here's the problem. There's no good college offensive linemen out there anymore. They come along once every 7 years. You know why? Because we all play the spread. And when you play the spread, you can get by being a left tackle in college football, 212 pounds, because I need you to pass block. No, I want a big, fat, sloppy Samoan that goes to Oregon with some name that I can't pronounce, like Haloti Ngata did 12 years ago, okay, that sits there and eats his weight, my weight, your weight, you know, and island fried chicken, and goes out for Hawaiian food before every game. That's what I want. And the Seahawks just need to simply go and improve it through free agency. But when you talk to the front office, and I listen to Seattle radio every day, and all they say is, hey, we feel Russell, Richard, Michael Bennett, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas are more important. There's not a whole lot left. What I would like to see that will never happen because it's called being a team is, Russell, if you're a real leader and you're listening, because I know you're a huge fan of KLOS, you're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and send you an autographed 8.5x11. You can be in the photo too, JD.
Thank you.
Restructure. Get about 10 of us together. Say, hey, guys, here's an idea. I'll chip in $2 million of my $23 a year because last I checked, I mean, I've never made $23 million. About 18 was my best year. But I could still live off $16 million, JD. What the hell can you do with $23 million? You can't do with $21 million, okay? Here's a couple mil. If we all put it together, here's 20 extra million. Let's go get an offensive line, and guess what? For the next 7 years, we will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And you know that.
Familiar.
No, I know that. Yeah.
Huh. I wonder who's done that in the past. Who am I? It's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, Brady makes $16 million a year. Russell Wilson makes 23. I love my beloved Russell Wilson, but Brady's worth more than Wilson, despite the fact he's 39. He takes seven less, and Brady's not been sacked since Reagan was in the White House, okay? That's why. Because you get what you pay for.
All right. Coming up next, we'll preview a little the NFC action that's coming up a little later. Oh, by the way, your boy Michael Bennett was a real class act after the game, wasn't he?
He's a tool. Him and Richard Sherman, honestly, just go hotbox somewhere like the rest of your boys in the NFL. Just get the hell out of here. Find you in a parking lot somewhere.
All right, we'll see. What do you think? Can Aaron Rodgers, can the two-time MVP?
Some big games for us. Tyus has some big games for us. Randall's had some big games. Jared's had some big games. So we've got a lot of weapons, and it's going to obviously change some things if he doesn't go. But the second half and the end of the second quarter, we didn't have him either, and we scored a bunch of points, so we're confident.
We got a lot of weapons, and I'm really good.
We got this.
Aaron Rodgers talking about his game with the Cowboys coming up here at JD in the Bush doing Sports on Tap here on KLOS. This is the conversation. Does the rookie finally crack and the MVP, the two-time MVP, able to get over? I don't think so, and the reason why is because it's relying too much on just Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think the lack of a real running game hurts them a lot. I think losing Jordy Nelson, yeah, you got next man up, but I mean, you're taking away arguably the best receiver he has. Davante Adams is supposed to have been the heir apparent going forward, but you know, he takes a couple steps forward and a couple steps backwards. Randall Cobb's had injury problems. Are you not agreeing? You're going to give me the furrowed brow.
Well, I'm trying to be better. I used to just flip you off, but I'm trying. It's my New Year's resolution.
Okay,
right?
Good.
Be a little more professional.
Kinder, gentler,
I'm sitting up straight.
Bush.
Yeah, kinder, gentler Bush. That's okay. What we all need, right?
I'm good.
But, I'm telling you, hey, get your this guy. Turn his mic off. I'm telling you. Look. Who did Rodgers do it against last week? The Giants. The Giants have a better defense than the Cowboys.
So that's
what I'm thinking. It's not like they beat Miami, they beat Detroit. They beat the Giants, picked them apart. Rodgers, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he still got sacked 5 times. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Dallas is going to get to Green Bay, sack Rodgers 5 times. They very well can, but Christine Michael, still was able to go off, 50 yards and stuff. They had 75 yards on the ground. They're probably going to need to do a little better than that, have a little bit more balance. But still, between Adams, Cobb, Cook, Montgomery, who's a hybrid. You don't know if he is running up as a running back wearing number 88. What? That's like the weirdest thing on your TV.
If you can stay in that position, you got to change that number.
He's going to have to change the number. Yeah, he doesn't know what he wants to be, what he wants to do, like all of us. But, Jordy Nelson was ineffective. He had 1 catch, 13 yards. But still, you would like him there on your team.
Same thing as Julio Jones.
Course.
If he's out on the field, you have to put someone of significance on him. You don't leave somebody like that open. You just don't. I mean, even one-legged, they're going to limp down there and still beat you out of a touchdown.
And the Cowboys defense really hasn't impressed me a whole lot this year.
This isn't about the Cowboy defense, though. This is about what they've done on offense and the decision-making that Dak Prescott has made. Mm-hmm. And Zeke Elliott has been every bit as good as he was billed. They said, you're putting him behind that line. He's going to be great. Well, they did, and he is.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a great job.
I don't see that Packer defense any better than the Cowboy defense.
No, I don't. I just see it being a quarterback who's going to outlast you. I see it being 38-30.
Whoever has
the ball last. Yeah, and but the problem, too, Cowboys aren't really a quick score offense. They can be. They have Dez Bryant who can make some big plays, but what do the Cowboys do? They're going to have to go with the game plan. Our best mode of attack is to hand the ball to Elliott to chew up all that clock to keep number 12 on the sideline. Mm-hmm, Seahawks tried that.
Oh, yeah.
Game started off great yesterday for Seattle. Their longest drive to open the season, 14 plays, nine minutes. This is what you need to do. Ryan comes back, strikes fairly quickly, comes back and does it again. You're asking for a lot, but if there's anyone who can do it, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of Dak Prescott, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, he's really been quite the story. Look, to supplant a guy like Tony Romo, who has all that regular season experience, yet he's still unproven in the playoffs as being the first postseason game for Dak Prescott. He gives credit to the rest of his team and feels that they're going to be ready today.
Yeah, we just got to go out there and just be ourselves. Do what we've done all year long. Run the ball well, pass the ball well. We're staying the same. We're not changing anything, and we're not putting too much pressure on ourselves or on this team or the situation. We're continuing being the same guys we've been all year. When it's time to lock in, trust me, we'll be ready.
Yeah, believe it. We'll see. And you know what? When the lights go up and the playoff game begins, things are just a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, the game within the game that I like, we had talked earlier about the boat party. If you didn't hear what had happened, the day that the regular season ended, Giants had a few, you know, a couple days off. A couple of the players, Odell Beckham Jr., grabbed some guys, went down to Miami to party rather than be with the team, even though it was an off day, stay a little more focused. Giants lost. Now they're making that the narrative. Remember 10 years ago, Romo and Jason Witten went down to Cabo with Jessica Simpson. They were number one seed. They came back and lost. Romo still hasn't lived that down. Dak Prescott knew about the history of that. They asked Dak about that this week. Where are you going? Where are you going to party? You going down to Mexico? Nice try, guys. It's all about the playoffs. I'm here. I'm focused. That's a mature thing to say for a guy who's a rookie quarterback. Yeah. He's been told, I'm sure, pretty much, you're on house arrest. You're on lockdown. So he is focused. I'll give him that. He hasn't said the wrong thing. He's not acted like a
rookie this year. He's been so composed and red defense.
But this is the best quarterback in football, Aaron Rodgers, period. Okay. And his brother was on The Bachelor, so you got to root for him.
Okay. Oh, man, that's a reason to root against him.
I know.
Coming up, we got Tito Ortiz going to have a little party over the forum. We got some tickets. That's on the way. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
On the next Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Be sure and listen all next week to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
95.5 KLOS Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us this morning. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. And I actually just got, a text from Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network. Normally, this would be where Alex would join us all season long. He's joined us about this point of the show. We talk about fantasy football. And last couple of weeks, we've been saying, hey, this is good. We'll just have you in here and talk about the playoffs. Well, I just got a text from Alex. He's now on the side of the road in between his home and the radio station with a flat tire. And a lot of times you think, oh, yeah, it's early, sure. No, he even sent the picture with the flat tire to go with it. So Alex, who's probably on the side of the road waiting for
AAA
now.
You don't have a cell phone? Call us, Alex. Come on,
he texted and he even sent a picture. So, yeah, and we were going to talk to him about his Cheesehead team, too, because we're going to break that down. But it also gives us the opportunity to play a fun new game. What do you think if we play?
I've played this one.
The Sports on Tap.
Oh, no.
Radio
you got,
match
you
game.
Got a different name for it. Okay, I just heard the music and I was singing something else. Okay.
Yeah. So, here's the way it goes. What we'll do, just like the match game, have you seen Alec Baldwin, his version of this? That's a perfect host for that. They've got a new version of the match game on television. So here's the deal. We give you a silly little scenario, and you have to kind of fill in the blank. That's how the match game works. But then you have to match one of us. So JD and the Bush and Dave, who's our engineer, we're all going to write down something, and then you have to match us. Come on. You know how the match game works. 800-955-KLOS up for grabs. A chance for you to pick up some tickets for Bellator 170.
Mm-hmm.
Tito Ortiz and Canal Sonnen. At the forum coming up this Saturday. So tickets up for grabs. And here we go. Here's the first round. Sports on Tap radio match game. Ready? Ram fan Ronnie from Reseda is so mad about the Rams losing to the 49ers twice this season.
Oh, man.
He crossed out the name on the back of his Jared Goff jersey and put blank. Don't say it. Write it down. Don't say it out loud. Somebody's going to try and match one of us. We'll each write something down. Ram fan Ronnie from Reseda. So mad about the Rams losing the 49ers twice this season, he crossed out the name on the back of his Jared Goff jersey and put blank. 800-955-KLOS. Think of something to write on the back of that jersey. Give us a call. Maybe you'll be a winner on KLOS. Sports on Tap. JD in the Bush. 95.5 KLOS. All right. Time for something new. It's a Sports on Tap radio match game, very similar to the one that Alec Baldwin does on television without the cameras. up for grabs, tickets to Bellator 170, Tito Ortiz having a party at the Forum.
You're going to sit next to Meryl Streep, too. We're told she is going to be there.
Awesome.
You know, after Austin's speech at the Golden Globes.
I didn't know that she had accepted. I know she was invited, but I didn't know she'd accepted. All right, here we go. Ram fan Ronnie from Reseda is so mad about the Rams losing to the 49ers twice this season, he crossed out the name on the back of his Jared Goff jersey and put blank. Everybody writing something down? Dave, our engineer, is writing something down. Rob's written something down. I got something down. Let's go to line one where it's Crab. Boy, I almost had a heart attack there. Crab, are you there?
Morning, boys.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Let me turn down my cheese, beer, and brat fondue real quick.
Cheese, beer, and brat fondue for breakfast. Yeah.
Hey, so...
You ready?
Question again?
Yeah, here we go. Ram fan Ronnie from Reseda is so mad about the Rams losing to the 49ers twice this season, he crossed out the name on the back of his Jared Goff jersey and put blank. What did he put?
Well, the obvious answer would be loser.
Loser. Loser. Okay, so Dave, we're going to start with you first. Dave, we're looking for a loser.
No, I went old school and wrote Youngblood.
Youngblood. Youngblood. Yeah, see, they got a good defense. That would help. Okay, no match there. Rob, what about you?
I did something similar. I went with Captain Bust.
Bust. But that's close, but it's not a loser, so we don't match there. And Crab, unfortunately for me, I had Montana written on the back.
Thanks. You guys are too deep.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Crab. Appreciate it. All right, you know what? We have to come up with another one for you. That means we're playing more of the Sports on Tap radio match game coming up. Want to play? 800-955-KLOS. Sports on Tap, 95.5, KLOS, JD in the Bush. And the Sports on Tap radio match game. New for 2017. Oh, stop it. Been playing this in the radio for years. I love Alec Baldwin as a host of the new one, though. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, here's the new scenario, and we'll have to get a new caller on the line here. We got some people lined up, but here's the new thing for everybody. You got to write something down. Backup quarterback Tony Romo said, "In Texas, we like everything big. Not only does my wife have a 10-gallon hat, she also has a 10-gallon blank." Not only does my wife have a 10-gallon hat, she also has a 10-gallon blank. You got something, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, don't say what it is.
Okay.
Got something, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Had it for a long time.
Let's go.
I had it last night, actually.
Let's go to Dana. Dana's in Lancaster. Good morning, Dana.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets for a Bellator 170, the Tito Ortiz party coming up Saturday the 21st. Backup quarterback Tony Romo said, "In Texas, we like everything big. Not only does my wife have a 10-gallon hat, she also has a 10-gallon blank."
I'm going to go with the obvious and go bootay.
Bootay. Bootay. We're looking for a 10-gallon bootay, Dave.
I wrote down a 10-gallon backup quarterback.
A 10-gallon backup quarterback. One that fits inside a hat. That is not a match. I'm sorry about that. Rob Buschka, well, we're looking for a 10-gallon booty.
I like him already. He's an ass man like me. I said badonkadonk.
That's so the same thing. That's what that is right there. Right there. Congratulations. Oh, man. Booty, badonkadonk. We'll take all of that.
We got a party, Dana. Make sure you leave me your number.
Hey, I'm in, man. I'm in.
There's several of them down this way.
Hold on, Dana. Congratulations. Pair of tickets for Bellator 170. Thanks to Bellator for hooking that up. That was fun. We might even do that again.
L.A. facing an Oakland booty.
Right, another one. All right, very good. Good stuff. The radio match game up and running. How about the a call to the Drews? I mean, Drew Sherman is the show's attorney.
Yes.
Our NFL guy is on the side of the road somewhere waiting for AAA to come change his flat tire.
He's gotten us off the hook several times, Drew has.
So. We're gonna call the show's lawyer. We'll call Drew Sherman up. We'll wake him up this week. He's got kids. He'll be awake.
Yeah.
It's coming up next. That means Raider talk. Sports on Tap on KLOS. KLOS. We do Sports on Tap Sunday morning, 7 to 9, here on the Rock, Southern California, with JD and the Bush. And at this moment, I don't mind saying we're ad-libbing here a little bit because Alex Gelhar normally would be here talking NFL football with us. He works over at the NFL Network. He's dealing with a flat tire this morning. Sent his excuse incomplete with a photo. I like that, too, by the way. It's like, here is the flat tire, oh, by the way. Not just saying that. Not just lying over, hung over my bed.
Yeah. Yeah, so he should have. What he should have done is he was waiting for those AAA guys to come. He should have done his interview via the phone with us, see if he can dodge traffic at the same time, stay safe, and talk NFL with us. Nah, Alex is good people, man. We love having him.
Instead, Alex, get that thing fixed and go back home, have a Bloody Mary. In the meantime, we have dialed up the show's attorney. That's Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles. Good morning, counselor.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm fine, Your Honor.
you got him up to Your Honor.
Yeah, Your Highness.
Literally addressing the court. I like that. Very good.
Your Airness, the Michael Jordan of attorneys.
Hey, the San Diego Chargers have made their move. They're on their way. They're going to go to the StubHub Center and play some football over there while they wait for this great big palace. And so the news right after that is the Raiders, apparently, on Tuesday morning, are set to file their paperwork to go to Las Vegas. Is this another showy thing? Or, I mean, what's going on? Are we going to Las Vegas? Is Ronnie Lott going to get him to stay? What's the latest, Drew?
I don't think Ronnie Lott's going to get him to stay. I think they are going to Vegas. I mean, these are champagne problems and caviar dreams for us here in Southern California. I mean, the Chargers, in essence, really coming back home. I mean, they originated in Los Angeles.
Yeah, 1960.
I think actually that moving and going to play at the StubHub Center over in Carson, I think, is a very smart move for them. I mean,
brilliant.
Brilliant, yep. Because they are essentially creating supply. You know, they are creating a demand by going to a smaller stadium. They are creating demand. They're bringing up the people from San Diego because it's down in Carson. Mm-hmm. It's bringing LA, San Diego together. I think it's a very smart move over there.
Yep.
But I think we're going to have a few teams here in Southern California to choose from.
Well, you know, I think Steve Ballmer opened the eyes of many billionaires. Like, you know what? There's only one Los Angeles, and there's going to be only so many pro sports teams of whatever leagues going to be allowed in this place. You get a chance to get one of those, you go all in and you go get it. And I think that's what Alex Banos did, is he looked at the opportunity here. It's like, look, this is a great upgrade for my franchise. And so he does it. But, man, I can't say enough about the StubHub Center. I think that is brilliant. But more back to the point about the Raiders, the Ronnie Lott Group looked like they were, when they first came out of the gate, looked pretty serious. And all of a sudden the city was going, hey, maybe we have something here. That has since fallen apart, though, hasn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And remember, this is a lot of posturing. I mean, you know, Mark Davis and the Raiders dealing with Shelly Adelson, which is who's going to be the, you know, the big player in the stadium in Vegas. You know, nothing is set in stone just yet. And listen, Shelly is a smart negotiator, obviously. He's got a bunch of hotels all over the world. And, you know, Mark Davis, I mean, he learned from, you know, none other than the best negotiator on the face of the, or used to be on the face of the earth, Mr. Al Davis. So, you know, there's a lot of posturing still going on between those parties. But I think the Raiders are going to wind up in Vegas. I mean, it's too good to be true, really.
Hey, Drew, I think I speak for all the men out there listening. You can talk your legalese stuff all the time because that's how smart you are, and we know that. But what I really want to know, when you and I go to our first game in Vegas, are we going to go to Cheetahs or the Glitter Gulch first?
I think the
Olympic Gardens.
Olympic Gardens, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that third floor at the Olympic Gardens is great. Have you ever been up on the velvet couches there? I've heard. My cousin
heard
Ron.
Stories.
Ron goes there all the time.
Yeah.
Nor deny any such things. So.
You got a suite there, and you probably write it off to client entertainment. Is that what it is?
Listen, there's business transactions done everywhere, and don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
That's very good. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to hustle you out of here on that note.
They call it the OG, actually, the original gangster and Olympic Gardens. Not that, I've read that online.
Yeah, it's something online. Yeah. All right, thanks, Drew. Appreciate that. Thanks for the last-minute update there.
Of course, gentlemen. Have a good morning.
Very good. All
that
right.
Place is big, man, the Olympic Gardens.
That's what they say.
You stop on one floor, there's the guys. The other floor, there's the girls. It's crazy. It's nice. I mean, they cater to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Even you, Dave.
coming up next, how about a Bushka fact?
Yeah, why
you
want to
whoop a Bushka fact on us? Why
yeah, I guess
not?
We can.
Heck yeah, we got time.
We're here all morning.
Yeah, hit me.
Now, a Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
All right, one more reason I'm smarter than the rest of you out there. Did you know that an NFL star quarterback? I know I said that with grace, right?
You did it quick.
I know I did. I had to keep going before you could correct me. Did you know that an NFL star quarterback has his own star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Do you know who it is?
An NFL quarterback has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Really?
I saw it the other day. See, I know who it is.
Oh, you didn't see it the other day. You're not on... Well, you might be on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm Hollywood, yeah.
Okay.
Hollywood and Vine. I'm the cute one on the corner.
We'll find out next. Sports on Tap on KLOS.
Because it's a little bit incredible yet true.
When we last visited, the Bush was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to know what I was doing down there? It's a different story, right?
I don't think that's a Bushka fact.
There's an NFL star.
Not for prime time.
Yeah, anyway. I know. There's an NFL star quarterback. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who is it?
I know who this is.
Terry Bradshaw.
That's right.
Terry Bradshaw, the first. He's the only NFL player who actually received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you're looking for it, it's on the south side of the 7,000 block of Hollywood Boulevard. They actually
I
do know where it is. Dude, come on. It's next to the Panda Express, and it's across from the adult bookstore that's got three videos for 99 cents on sale. So, who doesn't love Panda Express and porn? I mean, come on. That's the way to get through a Saturday night.
Giving you the information you need here's Sports on Tap.
Breaking news sounder. So we'll see you down there, okay? Grab yourself a couple of Fortune cookies and some videos.
Right.
It was unveiled in October of 2001.
Got another game to break down for you. That is going to be the AFC side of things. Where's Pittsburgh? Where is Steeler Carl? Where is that guy at? Why is he not wearing us out today? Come on, we're going to the Super Bowl.
He's hungover.
Pittsburgh, Kansas City. That's the night game tonight on NBC. Talk about that one next. It's Sports on Tap, KLOS. Morning, 7 to 9. We're in divisional weekend of the NFL season. Two games down, Seattle at Atlanta, Houston and New England. Both of those games played on Saturday. Atlanta advances with another MVP performance out of Matt Ryan. Another great performance out of Tom Brady. Well, not a great performance out of Tom Brady. I guess an average performance out of
Tom
Brady. Those
two picks will bring you down. He had a QB rating of 69.
But it was enough to beat the Houston Texans, who are nothing on
and
offense.
Still score 34, fumbling the football. Yeah. Throwing two interceptions and getting sacked a few times. So that's scary good.
So that leaves us with the games today. We talked about Green Bay at Dallas quite a bit here this morning. Let's get into a little Pittsburgh at Kansas City. This game's supposed to be scheduled for earlier in the day, but because of an ice storm, they've had to back it up and make it a night game. You're probably thinking, well, it's even colder. Well, yeah, it may be cold, but it won't be sheets of ice falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Whatever happens in an ice storm, I don't know.
So what you're going with is freeze your ass off with sheets of ice falling out of the sky to just freeze your ass off. That's what we got going on with this game here. You've gone from 7 to 9 degrees. Ooh, it's still going to be freezing there.
But it won't be freezing rain falling out of the sky. I guess that's the difference. Maybe somebody actually catches a pass, which is good for Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, 80,000 people all together, of course. You want to make sure somebody's safe about that. Big Ben Roethlisberger, of course, quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, talking about the game and taking on a Kansas City Chiefs team. A Chiefs team that's a good team, all right? Let's face it. A Chiefs team that is a number two seed for a reason. Is this finally the year they break through? But Big Ben knows that, hey, it's not going to be our defense that wins this. We got to score a lot of points.
Turnovers in red zone. So we know that this is an awesome challenge. They're a very, very good defense and a hostile environment. So we got to really put some work in.
They are a very good defense. It is historically a hostile environment for many, many years, much like the advantage that your team enjoys. The Kansas City Chiefs have enjoyed that same kind of advantage for their home games as well. They're going to be fired up for this, but you know what? I don't care how fired up, I don't care how good the defense is, and they're not at 100%, oh, by the way. I don't think that they're going to be enough to handle Le'Veon Bell. I think Le'Veon Bell is a different kind of animal. I mean, if it weren't for the suspension, would probably be talking about him for the MVP this year because, man, this guy, he catches the ball out of the backfield. He runs. I mean, some of the things that we've seen the past few weeks out of him since he's been healthy has been absolutely amazing. I think that's going to be too much for Kansas City.
Can we still trust Alex Smith? Have we ever been able to trust Alex Smith? It's hard to shed that label of I'm a game manager. I mean, look, you're good enough to win you a couple games, but really to march you down the field and score and put the ball in the end zone, I don't know. It's like I said.
I have to say this to his defense because I've been out loud saying for the past couple of years, this is not an NFL quarterback, let alone a playoff quarterback. I've been saying, this guy isn't even good enough to be in the league. I mean, why do they put up with this dink and dunk stuff week in and week out? Well, that's a great coach managing his way through each game with what he has in that quarterback, and that's what he's got right now. But I have to say, to Alex's defense, he's played better this season than he has any other year. This is the best year that he's had. And one of the ways that we measure that is looking at fantasy numbers. And he put up really impressive fantasy numbers week in and week out for a large part of the season.
I really like that defense, too. Marcus Peters is a great player. Right. You don't know a lot about Kansas City. Kind of, you know, flyover country there. You don't really watch them a whole lot. Pay attention to Marcus Peters, 22 for the Chiefs in the secondary. He's going to be all over Antonio Brown and trying to pick balls off left and right. He can certainly do that. But so we are in agreement.
We're
in agreement on this here that the road team is going to win that game. We've had six home teams win by an average of 17 points in the games we've seen thus far. They've been blowouts. Today, I'm going to go teams. I'm going to say both road teams. I know you said you like the Cowboys
to
win.
I like the Cowboys.
I like the Packers to win. And then I also like Pittsburgh to go ahead and beat Kansas City. So
I think there's got to be a road team get a win in there someplace. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if it was all home victories. It wouldn't be all that surprising. But I think the Pittsburgh offense is going to be maybe a little bit more than Kansas City can keep up with is what I want to say. Yeah, they'll be able to slow them down a little bit. Le'Veon Bell is going to be a problem. Kansas City offense, not quite as potent. Spencer Ware has been good. Nothing like Le'Veon Bell. And he's been dinged up a little bit too. That means you have to rely on Alex Smith a little bit more. X factor in this, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is one exciting player, and that's somebody that you want to keep an eye on if you're watching this game.
Yeah, point spread in this game, pick him.
Yeah.
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 Dallas, a 5-6 point favorite over Green Bay. The other game, pick him. I'm picking Pittsburgh.
Boss of the big screen. I'm going to make you pick one of these coming up next. It's 95.5 KLOS. Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Ready to wrap things up here for this edition. A couple of things still left to do. We do Boss of the Big Screen every week. I know there's only two games left to choose from. But which one of these two is more compelling to you? Is it the NFC side of things or the AFC side of things?
I want to say the primetime game, but really, I like the pick'em. I like the pick'em, the even game,
Pittsburgh
and Kansas City. I really do. Like I said, flip your coin. I like Kansas City's defense. I like Pittsburgh's offense, Pittsburgh's experience. And I really want to see, is Alex Smith going to be a train wreck? Or is Alex Smith going to play like Matt Ryan did yesterday? Because a lot of people didn't give Matt Ryan enough credit. Look, we'll see how he does in the postseason. Kind of like we're waiting to see with Dak Prescott, JD. How's he going to do in his first postseason game? We know how Rodgers is going to do. We know how Brady's going to do. I know how Big Ben's going to do, okay? And I will say this. Big Ben will, even if he doesn't, he will act like he's hurt. At the end of the game, he will be in a walking cast, in a boot, and probably, I don't know, say he had surgery right after the game before he does his press conference, you know, and then magically be better the next week. That's what I love about Pittsburgh. He is Mr. Reliable. I'm sure he just got a gunshot wound to the chest, got stabbed twice, but oh, don't worry, I'll be out in the field next week, everybody. Dude, you tweaked your ankle going for some Gatorade. Come on, Benny. Get out there and play football. You're not Big Ben for a reason.
I'm going to go with the other one. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to put the ball up 45 times. The Cowboys are going to do their absolute best.
Green Bay catches at 43 of them.
Maybe. I think there could be a lot of points scored in here, whereas I think this game at night could be defensive, could be icy, cold struggle, and maybe not that entertaining. But Jerry's World, I think, will be quite comfortable. For that one. So we're split on that as well. Hey, before we get out of here, you know, we're into the middle of January already. We haven't done our sports predictions for 2017. Do you want to whip some sports predictions on folks before we get out the door?
A couple different things we think that are going to happen this year.
Yeah, okay. Donald Trump will be elected president of the United States. Oh, wait, this is last year's list. Hold on a second. Wait. That one, right?
I got one for you. People are going to protest Donald Trump at his inauguration.
Okay. You predicted that, too.
I'm predicting.
We wrote these down at the beginning of the season.
Whether you like the guy or not, they protest everybody, by the way. You
know? 2017 sports predictions. Tiger Woods will make a successful return to the PGA Tour. Not as a player, per se, but as host of the new TV show coming to Golf Channel, Trophy Wives of the PGA Tour.
Trophy Wives, yeah.
Well, they're getting in on the whole reality television thing. Golf Channel is exploding. Yep. They're blowing up, and they want a piece of this action.
You and I have covered golf. I got an uncle who's a pro golfer. We golf all the time, and you and I know, dude, the only bigger hounds and dogs out there than baseball players are golfers. PGA, PGA guys are bad. Mm. Bad people. Just ask
Arnie's
Tigger.
Arnie's Army
and that one, yeah.
Ask who Arnie's Army was comprised of.
Yeah, and then you get a girl like Amanda Duffner, Jason Duffner's wife. She turns around and flips a script on him. How about this? Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant going to elect to enter free agency following this year. Yeah, he did a one, and we'll wait and see what happens with Golden State. After winning a title, I think, with the Warriors in 2017, he's going to go on the free agent market again. And sources tell me he's going to sign with the Lakers, and he's the superstar that Luke Walton's looking for. You buying that?
That's wishful thinking, I think, is what that is, more than a prediction. I've got another prediction.
He's attracted by the Hollywood sign. I think that's what it is.
I've got one for you. The UFC's Ronda Rousey was knocked out by Holly Holm in 2015, knocked out by Amanda Nunes in 2016, and Ronda will be knocked out again in 2017. Once more, she'll also go down in the first round of Celebrity UFC Chopped.
She could.
She just doesn't cook.
I can actually,
you know, she's not a cook. And besides that, who puts anchovies in a dessert basket? I mean, come on.
Oh, man. She was good in Entourage, though. Did you like that? No. Entourage movie? Did you see the Entourage movie?
I did, and no.
There were like 80 cameos and everything. Russell Wilson had a line. Rob Gronkowski had a line.
All these people
just completely came out of every... It really was. It really was. All right. How about after several failed attempts as a patient in drug and alcohol rehab centers, our boy Johnny Manziel, who, by the way, was partying with the Biebs and those New York Giants... That's the reason he lost, Johnny Manziel. I'm blaming it there. He's going to open a chain.
I thought you were joking about the Manziel part. I know about Bieber.
No, Manziel was there too.
I wouldn't get near that guy. I'm afraid that would rub off on me. And look what happened. It did.
You know, the one thing I will say about Johnny Manziel that I like is even though his career is long gone and over, he's not changing.
Care.
He's original, man. He's still doing his thing.
He's the new Honey Badger.
It's exactly.
He don't give a.
He's going to be in Club 27, if you know what I mean, unfortunately, Johnny. But your time's coming, brother. He's opening a chain of drive-through rehab restaurants. Johnny Rehabs. You hear that?
Johnny Rehabs. I did hear about that.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get counseling
you
and
can.
Fries
it's
at
just
the
like
same
Johnny
time.
Rebs, man. That barbecue
awesome.
Joint I go to.
One more. Tom Hanks will finally do a movie that nobody likes.
I didn't like Philadelphia.
It's the Donald. No, not that one. It's Donald, Call Me Mr. Stiviano with Caitlyn Jenner as V.
Oh, V.
There you go.
Goes into your house and records you.
That's right.
That's sabotage.
That's
man ain't safe in his own house. Jeez.
Going to do it for Sports on Tap. Enjoy the games today. A couple of great ones. Just going to be a little bit later on. 1:30 today, and then, of course, the NBC game, I guess, is 5:35, 5:40.
Yeah, both road teams are going to win. Go ahead and call your lender and take out a second mortgage on that. Tell them the Bush sent you.
Like Rob does.
Yes. That's why I'm homeless. Coming to live with you.
Who goes off? Do we have a who? Do we have time for who goes off?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, one more thing.
Time for the picks.
Let's go!
Let's see who goes off this week.
Yeah!
All right, I'm going to make this short, sweet, and to the point. Ezekiel Elliott. Enough said. Over. That's the guy. He goes off today.
Oh, you like Dallas. You've made that clear. I like Pittsburgh to be able to win, and I think Ben Roethlisberger goes off.
Big Ben.
I think he finds Antonio Brown several times. I think he'll come up with a couple other receivers as well. I think Plaxico Burress may have a touchdown, and I like Lynn Swann to dive out and catch one along the
side. For our show today, stay tuned for Breakfast with the Beatles and Chris Carter. It's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
On the next.
next, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Be sure and listen all next week to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles. The Rock.
The Rock of Southern California.
And the home of America's longest running Beatles show. Welcome to Breakfast with
the Beatles.
I'm John.
I'm Paul.
I'm George.
I'm Ringo.
Now, your host, Chris Carter.
This is Paul McCartney saying, this is where it's at, Chris. Take it.
Good morning, Apple Scruffs. It's the 15th day of January 2017. Hope we find you fab this morning. Another interesting week in this world we live in. Good morning, Engineer Dave.
Hey, Chris.
How was your week?
I can hear you.
I'm just talking to you. You just have to say good. It was great, Chris. Good to hear. So, we've got a top shelf show for you this morning. Along with all the music, we've got prizes. Let me see what we're giving away. Looks like some tickets to see.